The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, I'm going to try to keep my excitement and description of this next guest very short because she's so full of information and fun facts and helpful material that I want to get right to it. And here I go blabbing. Okay, so first of all, this latest book, and I say latest because she's a very prolific writer, is called Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chick Diet for Rapid Results. She sent me a copy. I love it. I read it. I talk about paleo all the time. I actually eat paleo. I don't usually tell people how I eat, but for the most part, no grains, all that good stuff. I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm just so excited to welcome a regular contributor. She's going to be here every other week, Esther Horn. Welcome.
Hey, Holly. And professionally, I go by Esther Blum, just so you know.
You know what? I just looked at your book and then I looked at my sheet and it's Esther Blum, B-L-U-M. And where can people find you? I need them to know that right off the bat.
People can find me on my Living Gorgeous page at livinggorgeous.com, Living Gorgeous on Facebook, on Twitter, it's at Esther Blum. And really, the paleo chic concept is all about finding your carb tolerance. It's a paleo diet, but it's really personally tailored to the unique needs of women in particular.
All right. Well, so Esther, tell me about finding, and tell the listeners especially, this concept of finding your carb tolerance. What?
Yes, I am a girl who loves myself some carbs, and I've played around with my carb tolerance, and I've seen that although I can go low, after a while, my fat loss stops dead in its tracks, and I can't get past a certain point of leanness. And, in hammering out the messages of the book, I really thought, wow, this is where it needs to be. Because each of us, especially as women, has our own unique carb tolerance. And for years when I was practicing full-time as a dietitian, I noticed that my clients, of all the clients who went on Atkins, the men would fare very well and the women not so much. Their weight loss effort would come to a halt. Psychologically, they'd feel depressed, their serotonin was lower, they were craving more carbs, and their fat loss efforts stopped. So what I like to do is reset the metabolism, and I do that in a couple ways, but the primary way is to clear out carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, for 2 weeks. And then you slowly reintroduce one starch serving at a time from a sweet potato or a winter squash or a spaghetti squash, something that's paleo-friendly. And in doing so, you can figure out how much carbs you need and still lose body fat.
I love it. Okay, so let's back up. And just for new listeners that might have not been around the block, because, you know, I kind of hate when things start being popular, let's say, paleo is right now, because they have all the zing and the commercialism around them. But then I feel like sometimes people lose, like, hey, what the heck does this mean? So will you, for the listeners, please define paleo, what it means to you and how you use it in this way?
Yeah, paleo refers to, quite simply, a hunter-gatherer diet. It's food that our ancestors ate. Now, there's no way to truly duplicate a paleo diet in today's culture because the foods are different. Even the carrots are bred differently than they were, you know, millions of years ago. But you can kind of do paleo style, and you can go back to the land and clear out your metabolic clutter by eating lots of proteins, you know, especially wild-caught fish, wild Alaskan salmon, and certainly grass-fed meats, buffalo, lamb, beef, pork. You can even find pastured pork and eggs. So that's a really important source of protein. Quality fats like avocado, raw nuts and seeds, coconut oil, and coconut milk, and just dried coconut is fine, or fresh coconut. And people are so afraid of saturated fat, and it's so, so good for us and will actually boost our fat loss. And fruits and vegetables, which are always paleo, but fruit, you know, fruit is a lot sweeter than it used to be, so I actually encourage people to kind of cut out fruit for a couple weeks and then slowly add it back in because our palates are just so used to a really high-sugar fruit. And then that's quite simply the paleo diet, and then adding in starch as you can handle it in the form of roots and tubers, things like Jerusalem artichoke, arrowroot, sweet potato, winter squash. Those are kind of root vegetables that tend to not disrupt our metabolism. They're very low in sugar and carbohydrates.
I love that, clearing out your metabolic clutter, and I
Yeah.
So the book, once again, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic, I would say, Diet for Rapid Results. And you know what I love about your approach, too, is that you really are, and it's hard. It's hard in a book, I think, and it's hard on the radio, and it's hard in any other larger format to treat individually. You know, we as talking heads can get great information out there, but I know that people still scratch their head and go, yeah, but hey, this is a little bit different for me, and then this is a little bit different for me, and I've got this going on. But what you do in this book, it seems like, is that you give clear guidelines, as you say, to help women especially, because this is what you notice, that men will respond quickly to a higher ketogenic or higher protein, lower grain diet with weight loss. Women tend to get stuck. And so to actually really find their individual carb tolerance, then they have their own guidelines. They don't restrict themselves. I love it. I love it, Esther.
That's right. And the fact is, we all have to earn our carbs. You know, we're sitting at desks all day. I hardly moved since I've left New York City. I notice I am dramatically more sedentary than I was when I lived in New York City. And so that makes my diet clearer and tighter than it's ever been. Because you can't, your body, you can't just recklessly eat carbs and think you're going to stay lean. You have to either be working out really hard and really effectively and lifting very heavy weights to burn fat, and you have to watch your diet on top of it. So if you're working out consistently, you know, you're doing sprints, you're lifting heavy weights, bravo, eat your carbs and enjoy them. But even so, you're still going to have to watch how much your body can tolerate, because as we progress into perimenopause and menopause, our bodies decrease, our body's ability to handle carbohydrates and insulin load decreases even further. So it's really about putting the responsibility into my readers' hands and saying, figure out what works for you. Here is the litmus test. Here is the template. Now custom tailor it to you and your unique needs.
And I love it because it just gives people so much power. And you also, in this book, I mean, you give them tips on eating on the road or in the friendly skies. BYOF. I love it. And it's
BYOF, bring your own food. And you know what? It's so commonplace now anyway. I mean, listen, whoever eats a real meal on an airplane anyway? You know, we always travel with food. You know, all of us, we are gluten-free family. My son and I are dairy-free for the most part. And so it just, it's like when we pack a bag, we pack, you know, our supplements and our food, and that's it. We pack like a whole case of, you know, protein bars and green powders and dried nuts and fruit, and it makes life really simple, stress-free. If there's a long wait in line, you're not, you know, you have food on hand. You don't have to spend extra money in the airport. So it's very cost-effective and very health-effective at the end of the day.
Well, and the thing that I'm always encouraging people to do is be their own, quote-unquote, primary care provider. So be primarily in charge of providing care for yourself. And this is something, sure, you can sit on the plane and you can complain about the food, but guess what? You had a chance. You had a chance to make a difference and actually, and I'm not, I always really watch it, Esther, because I don't want to point the finger at people and go, hey, it's your fault. What I want to do is point the finger and go, hey, you have so much more power than you think you do.
Exactly.
You don't have to complain about your doctor. You can go see Esther Blum. You can go see Dr. Holly Lucille. You can go see people who are more like-minded who, all right, we got 60 seconds here. So I am so thrilled because you're chock full of information, Esther, and you're going to be with me other week. We're going to write great segments and we're going to get, I think, and I want to tease this, I'm sorry that I might be stealing your thunder. In a couple weeks coming up, I want to talk about this more BYOF. I want to, let's give so many examples of how people can eat and travel, because I do it all the time. I mean, I travel like a maniac sometimes, and the stories that I will tell you, it's going to be amazing. So, all right, here you go, ladies and gentlemen out there, but mostly for the Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. Cave Women Don't Get Fat, and you don't have to either, because we've got Esther Blum coming with me every other week here on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine, and thanks for listening.